Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I believe that if you want to achieve the elusive balance in your life, however you define that, you need to first define what success looks like for you. You need to define what the finish line is for you. There are a million ways to do anything, but we need to be clear on what matters to us and how we're going to get there. This micro podcast is inspiration, and intentional margins is a tool to help you get there. I ask myself every quarter, every week, every day, what does success look like for me in this season, this week, this day? Let's talk about balance. When I hear the word balance, I think of the scales of justice and everything being equal. Well, it's not. Every day is different. Every season is different. To me, balance is elusive and frankly, not what I'm after. So what if we called this feeling rhythm? Adam Grant used this term in a seminar I heard last year. He said, the chorus is the work and the melody is the family, personal life. And together, there's rhythm. Perhaps this analogy will work for some. I can see his point that when everything is working together, there can be rhythm. But I often find my life, it's just not that simple. I like the term harmony. It's the yin and the yang. When they're pulled apart, they are completely off balance. But when they're put together, they are in harmony. Some days are more heavily focused on one aspect of life than others. Different priorities, different days, different seasons. There's no formula in my mind for the perfect balance or the ideal rhythm to make the music. It just doesn't exist. There are too many variables minute by minute. So I like the idea of harmony and knowing that I'm doing the best I can. And to tell you, you're doing the best you can. So tomorrow, we're going to get more tactical and talk about how we decide where to focus our attention to create the sense of fulfillment and happiness. And if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you feel inspired, please leave a 5-star review. It really helps our micro podcast grow. So until next time, remember, kindness is contagious. Go out there and spread some kindness into the world today.